This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wiggins, America.
I am not a number. I am a free man!
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm gonna need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we wanna play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Absolutely. That's one of the chief complaints of our members when we go around and talk to them is that they respond to the scenes of these violent crimes. And inevitably, you'll have a captain or a commander or sometimes a lieutenant show up on the scene and advise them to take a report for a lesser offense. One of the things that we see them do often is sometimes there'll be a shooting or a stabbing. And if the victim is uncooperative with the police, which is not uncommon in some areas of the city, they'll be directed to take an injured person to the hospital report, which is not even a crime at all. It's an incident report. Sometimes you'll have a robbery. It'll be reported as a theft. Other times you'll have burglaries that are reported as unlawful entry or thefts. This is something that's been unfortunately part and parcel of the police department for some time, and we're very skeptical that these crime stats are accurate.
Welcome to Wiggins America this week. Make no mistake about it, that was the union chief spokesperson for DC police. That wasn't just some rando guy doing analysis. That was the spokesperson for the police union of DC saying they're cooking the books and they've been doing it for a long time. So why would they try to, instead of solving crime, they're just trying to solve the perception of crime. They just want you to think that crime is down. Of course, they can only do that for so long before you start to realize that you've been robbed. This is a huge, huge problem across the entire country, and it just so happens to be being solved in Washington, D.C. You know what's going on in Washington, D.C. President Trump has taken over law enforcement in the city because it is a federal jurisdiction. He has the right to do that, and the mayor, Muriel Bowser, has no legal recourse, and she has basically said as much. Democrats want to paint that as authoritarian. Democrats, out of the other side of their mouth, want to have no law enforcement. Why would they do that? Well, here's the why from that same spokesperson for the D.C. police.
Well, the only explanation could be to keep the crime stats down, because politically that's expedient for the police department and elected officials in the district. I mean, let's go back to how we got here, which is that in 2020, the D.C. City Council passed the Comprehensive Policing and Justice Reform Act, which was a sweeping piece of legislation designed to hamstring police officers, to reduce the size, scope, and responsibilities of police officers. In addition, it also prevented us from holding criminals accountable, even when they're convicted of crimes. And so now here we are 5 years later, the police department, with an authorized strength of 4,000 sworn members, we only have 3,180, leaving us with over 800 vacancies for the position of police officer. In order to make up for that gap, the police department uses 2 million hours of mandatory overtime to cover the demand for police officers. And so because of that, crime has skyrocketed in the district. And one of the things that we think is going on in the police department, which who knows how high up that those directives are coming from, is to make sure that these crime stats are reported in the most favorable way possible.
Okay, so it is. It's just to make them look better. I don't think we're solving anything here other than that we're realizing the truth of the matter. We're realizing that this is happening not just in D.C., right? This is happening all over the freaking country, where crime is up, but the numbers, actually, the numbers aren't even really that great. They just might, like, look a tick down from their peak in 2020 or something. But generally speaking, everybody knows crime is going up. So in your worst crime areas, in the highest concentration crime areas, why does it look like it's going down? Well, that's why, because they're cooking the books. And so when you hear anybody saying, well, the numbers are down, whether it be an influencer talking about Washington, D.C., or whether it be the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, saying, well, it's the red areas that have these high murder rates and this and that. Are you sure we can trust your numbers? Because we know for a fact that many cities are cooking the books. And I bet, Governor Newsom, your own cities are the worst offenders of all of them, cooking the books every time. And that he just outlined exactly how they do it. They come on the scene, and it's not even the cops. It's not the man on the street cop that's doing it. They're doing their job. And then some higher up shows up and says, mark this instead. And they have to do it because that's their boss telling them to do it. Their bosses are accountable politically. They, the cops, are just trying to solve crime. So again, we get back to this question. Why are Democrats, and this is a political problem, I like to dive into these things a little bit deeper. This is Democrats doing it, Republicans not doing it. It's that simple. Democrat cities are doing this, Republican cities are not doing this. Democrats, why are they trying to solve the perception of crime instead of solving crime? Because they want the favorability of saying they're doing something without actually doing anything. So we'll go a little bit deeper and ask the question, why do they want crime? Either they're lazy, the answer to this question, either they're just lazy and they don't really know how to solve it, and they got trapped in their own DEI bear trap and they don't really know how to get out of it, so they're just trying to cook the books to make it look like everything's okay because they don't want to change anything and they're getting paid. Or it's much more nefarious, and I think at higher levels this is the case, that they're actually trying, the people that are funding their campaigns, you know, you're talking about the Soroses of the world that literally fund the campaigns of prosecutors to enter cities and not prosecute crime. They would do this, make no mistake about it. They would do this across the entire country if they could, but Republicans and red areas won't let them get away with it. They can get away with it in blue areas. So that's why you see Democrat cities have these problems the worst, is because Democrats will vote for this because the Democrat voters have the wool pulled over their eyes about the people pulling the strings wanting to be nice to criminals. Republicans, I don't think, have no compassion. I think it's that they see crime for what it is, something that has to be stopped. You can't just allow crime to happen. You just can't do it. It's very basic. So you have these string pullers, and I mentioned Soros, but there's lots of others, and a lot of this money would have been funneled through USAID, so that's drying up. You have those people, the money people, who are trying to create chaos in America, and they're doing so in Democrat areas, the bluest areas. I'll get back to the main question. Why would they do that? They want to destroy the country. These are globalist communists who want to destroy the United States as a force for good in the world. And this is a way that they can do it. They sow chaos. This is part of the Communist Manifesto. It's the color revolution stuff. They create chaos. And then when they get things chaotic enough, and we haven't quite crossed that line yet, thankfully, you get so much chaos that then they come in with an authoritarian leader and they say, put me in charge. Forget about election. Forget about all the democracy and all that stuff. Forget about all that and your capitalism and your rights. Give me control and I'll keep you safe. And then you fall into real dictatorship, fascism, communism. We haven't crossed into that yet. One good thing is that we still consider the word fascist and communist bad. Slowly, Democrats are starting to embrace the communist label, Mamdani, but we still consider that stuff bad. So we're going to, I think we're going to be okay because we're seeing this stuff for what it is now. But these money people, they've done a really good job at destroying American cities because we've allowed it to happen. We are no longer allowing that to happen. They get really mad at Donald Trump for taking over DC. But the reason they're calling him a fascist and him an authoritarian is because they didn't do it. He's taking it over and he's actually stopping crime. And real authoritarian, which is what the revolution's trying to do, create chaos and then say, I will reign over that chaos. A real authoritarian would step into that situation and say, I'm in control now. Give me all your rights. I'm in control now. And now that I am, they don't really solve crime. They just rule over it. That's an authoritarian. They're calling Trump that, but he is solving crime. That's the difference. We got a lot on Wiggins America this week. A new streaming service that is non-woke. We're going to have the creators of that on next. And looking forward to that just because I don't know that much about it, but we'll find out together. And that'll be next year on Wiggins America.
Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love talking about off-the-grid movie and streaming options, as we often talk to many people in that industry, and these are a great new option. These, I say, is just Kara. Kara Leopardo is here. She has started a new streaming network, and I said, we've got to talk, because Kara, what inspires you to say, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to start a new network. I mean, that's got to be tough.
It's definitely a heavy lift. Well, backing up just a minute, I worked in Hollywood for 17 years, commercials, print, music videos, and reality TV. My husband is a feature film producer. We left about 13 years ago when we saw that Hollywood is getting extremely progressive, extremely one-sided, when we were expected to cast based upon DEI. Imagine that 13 years ago. They didn't call it that. We were getting away from casting on talent and casting on skin color and nationality, and it just didn't feel right. So that was kind of the foundation for it. I understand the tricks and the method of the madness in Hollywood. And I knew that they're not going to buy value-driven content from a white woman with no pronouns that's married with four kids and has values. So I had no choice.
So you said, we got to just do it ourselves.
That's exactly what we said. We have four kids, and really the inspiration from knowing the tricks of the trade in Hollywood was I was really sick of walking into the room, looking at my kids and say, what are you watching? What was that? What TV show was that? What network? Oh, mom, it's for kids. I said, well, this, what kids from what planet? So it really just was born out of a need. I understood that, you know, if my kids are subjected to things that I don't feel comfortable with, that streaming platforms are saying are for kids, there had to be other families like mine. So we launched this with, you know, American-driven families that care about, you know, not exposing children to things that are inappropriate.
Kara, is this mostly kids programming then, or is it anything?
It's actually everything, but we come at it from a lens that we're great at producing and directing, and we can do that without profanity, alcohol, or sexual innuendo. So while we, you know, talk a lot about that it's safe for kids, adults enjoy our content, but if your kids walk in the room or your kids watch it, you're not going to have a heart attack about it.
Can you just tell us the name of it again, too? Because I don't even know if I did a terrible job introducing you because I didn't say the name of the platform.
So our platform is called We the Studios, inspired by those great words in our founding documents, We the People. And it's really TV for normal people or everyday Americans. So we're called We the Studios. You can find us at wethestudios.com. We have currently all original series. So everything we have on our platform is created by us. It's not made in a boardroom of a skyscraper with a whole bunch of, you know, woke liberal men with pronouns and dresses on. It's made and developed by myself and my husband, our two younger sons who are homeschooled, are also actively involved in the creative process as well.
So with We the Studios, I imagine, and, you know, I know lots of people who have an entertainment background, they weren't able to just start their own network, though. So how did you bring a bunch of people together? Because you can have the technology to just get a channel on Roku or wherever it is, but you have to produce content, too. So how exactly are you going about making these things that are not exactly cheap to make?
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap to make at all, but I could definitely say that my husband and I were wearing approximately 15 hats probably each. I think your typical episode involves about 84 people. We're at about 10. So everybody that's involved in We the Studios, they're obviously earning, you know, earning their wage. But at the same time, there's a lot of mission here because there's so many people involved that believe in what we're doing. And all of us are wearing multiple hats to get it done.
Okay, so how long have you been open?
So we launched content September of last year. So just not even a year. Well, actually, it's almost going to be a year at the end of September. And then we built it out in secret for about a year before that. So we've been going strong almost 2 years, and We the Studios launched publicly last September. And every single week we're dropping new episodes. So as you know, as it continues, every week there's more and more content on the platform. We're looking at licensing. The only problem with that is we have to watch everything because I don't trust anybody to, you know, say that, yes, this is great content for your kids. I want to, you know, make sure there's none of the things that we don't like in this country that are going to be on my platform.
Gosh, that's got to be tough because it can sneak in a line. You know, you got to really comb through that.
It does. And it's usually at episode 3. So episode 1 and 2 are wholesome. They sound great. The trailers are good. And then you get to episode 3 and then there you go. There it is. So that's kind of what we've seen with traditional networks. And that is what we see with a lot of feature films and, you know, scripted and reality and otherwise. They hook you in and then episode 3, you're like, bam, there it is.
We're talking with Cara Leopardo from We the Studios, a non-woke, bold, woke-free streaming platform with lots of free content on. I say it's free. You can get this for free, right?
It's actually not free. It's less than a cup of coffee a month, though. It's $3.99 for the entire month. So every month, it's a monthly subscription. If the numbers 1776 mean anything to you, you could also do it for an annual fee of $17.76.
That's great. So, okay, let me ask you this, because I have talked to people who, there's a desire for this. Obviously, there are a lot of people, and you're in LA, I assume, or California. There's a lot of people that are quietly saying what you are loudly saying, which is, we need this. Have you talked to a lot of people who are, yeah, they're in the industry, they don't want to say it as loud as you're saying it?
There is, and it is a little bit frustrating because, you know, there's strength in numbers, and I think a lot of ships could rise at the same time, and there's a lot of people kind of screaming what I'm screaming and saying what I'm saying, a lot of big names like Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg, but that, yet they're not doing it. I am the only one that's providing value-driven entertainment. So it's frustrating, but hopefully those guys will give me a call and give me a hand one of these days.
Cara, let's talk about some specific content that you have, because if people are listening, they're like, well, I like the idea. I like that it's there. But what do you want to promote? Like, say somebody's listening right now and you go, well, I want you to come watch this show or this movie.
So as a mom of 4 and 3 sons specifically, it's very important for me to highlight men and men in a positive light. I feel like our men are under attack. So one of my favorite shows, it's called Raising Reynolds. It's a family based in Kentucky where the dad is actually involved in raising the kids. Imagine that. He takes the girls to gymnastics, but at the same time, he's extremely masculine, and he leads his family with an iron fist. So I love this show because it shows both sides of what it takes to be a great man, provide for your family, and lead your family. So Raising Reynolds is one of our favorites at the moment.
And what about if you're listening right now and you have kids or grandkids, what would you suggest for them?
So we have another series I'm super excited about. It's called That Girl Lola, and her logline is Follow Me to Fame. Lola essentially wants to be famous, but from a value-driven standpoint. And so a lot of people have said, hey, kids shouldn't be working. Well, I mean, look at Shirley Temple. Kids in the entertainment industry is as old as time. We're always going to have pop stars that our young daughters want to look up to. So Lola is exactly that. She sings, she dances, she acts. And we actually just got a Hollywood director to produce her latest music video in series. So super excited about the series, That Girl Lola. The entire family could watch this little girl on her journey to become a famous pop star that's actually value-driven.
And I guess the last question is the most important. So we've done this right. I started it poorly, but I think we've gotten there. Where can people find We the Studios if they just want to browse what you have?
So thestudios.com is our web app. So you can go on there and subscribe. You can watch all of our trailers. If it's, you know, annoying to go on the web, you can follow us on Instagram, and you can see a lot of our trailers and reels there, which is We The Studios and all social platforms. But to subscribe and look at all of the trailers in full, the best place would be thestudios.com or also in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, Roku, Fire Stick, probably a few more I'm forgetting, but we're pretty much everywhere.
That's what I was waiting for. I'm like, oh, they got to be on Roku or Apple because that's our TVs. So sounds like you're everywhere. That's great.
We are. But we can only continue to do it with support. So if you can, subscribe, scream from the rooftops that we're here. And, you know, with continued support, we can keep making more and more content. We're putting everything right back into the content and right back into the platform. So the subscription dollar really does help us make more content.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's why I've wanted to have you on is because when I see something like you're doing, I mean, A, I know it takes a lot of work. I commend you for sticking with it long enough to get to where you're at, where you're actually able to promote shows that you guys are making and bringing in. I mean, it's just very impressive because I know how difficult it is. So congratulations.
Wow, that actually means a lot to me because it's a really heavy lift and I don't think people realize that. So it means a lot to me to hear you say that.
Well, you're swimming against the stream too. So that's really great. So that's why I wanted to talk to you. Kara Leopardo, We The Studios. If you are listening to this interview and you're like, well, I like the idea of that. Well, take it to the next step and check out We The Studios and see if they have anything you'd like to stream this evening or tomorrow, whatever. Just put it on your Roku like I'm going to so you can kind of click on it whenever it's there. All right. Thanks, Kara.
Thank you so much. Thanks for supporting We The Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Might be the worst interview I've ever done. My apologies to Kara from We The Studios. Not that she did anything wrong. It just, first of all, I sounded like I was a paid endorser. Like, where can you get this new Weed the Studios? And also, when I go, it's a free platform, right? Nope. Like, not only was it a bad interview, I also came off looking like an idiot. Hey, it's okay to admit you're wrong once in a while. I will admit I'm wrong anytime I find out I'm wrong. And one of those ways is that I was wrong about Missouri. I said that I thought there was no way Missouri would redistrict mid-decade. Because of conversations I've had with people here in Missouri, elected officials, after the last census, I fought people like crazy saying, why aren't you guys doing a 7-1 map? And I was told by officials in Missouri, these are elected officials here, they said to me, no, we can't do a 7-1 map. The math doesn't work. And I was like, BS, it doesn't work. I can see how it works. And I'm not even in office. I can see that. And they're like, nah, but you don't know behind the scenes how tough it would be to split up Kansas City and make that into a red district or add a red district. You know what I mean? And I said, well, then fine, draw a 6-1-1 map if you think you can't make one strong red enough. Make one lean red or make one a toss-up so Republicans at least have a chance at it. And they're like, oh, I don't know. And they couldn't argue with my logic. And then here we are, less than 4 years later, because the census was late. And now Missouri's like, you know what we should do? A 7-1 map. And I'm like, come on. I guess actually in hindsight, what I'm saying here is that I was right, even though I was admitting I was wrong. But what I was wrong about was that they would actually take it up mid-decade. I thought there's no way they would do it. And now, though, we have a new governor. So this is Governor Mike Kehoe playing to win, and I got to really, really shake that guy's hand and say, good job, you are going after it. Because I wasn't sure. I didn't really know a lot about Mike Kehoe, but he's doing a good job. And so they're going to do it, it looks like, as long as the Missouri Senate will get on board. I do want to look at the numbers in California real quick with you, because Texas is doing it, and now California is going to try to do it, and it looks like they probably will. No guarantees there. Texas is going to do it. They're going to add 5 Republican seats. Now California, in response, is going to try to add 5 Democrat seats. The weird thing, though, is that when you look at this, according to data people, which of course I love the data folks, that they say Texas is pretty locked in. You know, they're going to add 5 seats and there's not really a lot of room for error there. One of the seats is, you know, a little bit more of a pink color than red, but for the most part, it's going to lock in 5. California's, however, that's supposed to offset that, not so much. Now, in this coming election in 2026, they say, yeah, it's probably going to be locked in where they'll add 5 Democrat seats. But in future elections, they say if there's a tiny shift in the Latino population of just males, this could really backfire. And I guess that would still apply in 2026. I don't think they're saying in off-year elections, Latino males won't show up enough typically to offset, to, you know, make any sort of impact like they're predicting, but they are looking ahead at 2028 and 2030, which are all before the next census, unless something changes there too, and saying, look, in a major election year, which 28 will be, you actually could have enough of a shift among Latino voters who are here legally, because that's the question, are Latino males still moving Republican after all these ICE raids? Maybe. We just don't know. We haven't had an election to find out how the Latino population in the United States that's here legally, of course, and votes, is going to vote based on the way immigration has gone. Will they actually increase toward Republicans like that we've seen? People who are hard on the border, hard on immigration, have actually increased, politicians have, with Latino voters in recent years. But will they still? We don't know. So in 2026, yeah, it's probably a wash. But in 2028 and beyond, they're saying if California leaves these new maps, and these are proposed maps right now, we don't know them for sure, Republicans could actually move from losing 5 seats to a net, it's like 9 right now, they would go down to 4, that they could go up to 13 if there is just a 4-point change in the Latino male voters. That's a very narrow band of people, so that's not a lot. So I figured I would let you know that in light of Missouri redistricting. It means a lot, because if Missouri just adds 1, well, that could be the balance of the House right there, because you have a wash with California and Texas. In other news, well, actually, this is more redistricting news. We've been looking at Oregon and Washington. They both have a chance to add another Democrat seat each. There's no real talk about them doing it right now, but it looks like they could. And if this ball starts rolling and all states start doing it, there's 2 more Democrat pickups. The problem is you have Republican states that vastly outweigh these other states. Now, New York could try it, but they'd have a tough time. And California is no guarantee. They still have to go through their redistricting commission and all that and vote on it. And that could all stop it. But it looks like Indiana could do it. Florida could do it. A couple other Republican states. I don't think Kentucky will, because they have a Democrat governor right now. But overall, Republicans could gain still, in addition to Texas, Missouri, Florida, Indiana, right there, you're gaining about 4 or 5 seats, depending on how they redraw it. So this is a net win for Republicans, no matter which. And this.
Wow. Wiggins America.
All right, this is legitimately not redistricting news, so different topic. But the Minnesota Democrat Party has vacated its endorsement of State Senator Omar Fateh for Minneapolis. He is the Somali guy running for mayor of Minneapolis, and they had endorsed him. Why did they pull that endorsement and go back to, I think the guy's name is Jacob Fry, actually, or Frey. I think it's Fry. I mean, Annie Fry pronounces it that way, so I'll say Fry. A flurry of challenges. Here's why. A flurry of challenges were submitted to the state Democrat Party, DFL, in wake of last month's Minneapolis DFL convention, pointing out issues with the electronic voting system and questioning whether a quorum was present for the final ballot that clinched Fateh's endorsement over incumbent Jacob Fry. You catch what's going on here? Now, they're saying about the quorum and all that, they're using like rules to maybe override this endorsement. But they're saying that they think the electronic voting system was hacked or manipulated somehow. Oh, interesting that that could happen. I thought that that was not possible. But I guess when Democrats are involved, you know, they'll solve that issue. But if it's Republicans, Democrats don't want to get involved in it. So we could say all day that, hey, maybe there was issues with even maybe the machines. And Democrats will say, no, there weren't. But when it's just a Democrat primary like this or whatever this is, the endorsement thing, then they'll say, oh, wait, maybe there are issues with the voting machines. Maybe we should address that. Okay. All right, stick around for a creative idea of how to get businesses to move back into cities that I've got. I really like when people have out-of-the-box ideas for modern problems. I'll give you a couple examples. One of them is a lighter one. Not too long ago on the Annie Fry Show, she had laryngitis, and I was hosting one day, and we talked about homelessness. And we opened up the phones to just ask the question, is homelessness worse in your town or where you are? And of course, the vast majority of people said yes. I don't know that anybody called and said no, or that it was the same. And we had a woman named Shauna, who called in, who that was her job. I can't remember if she was a social worker or she worked at some sort of not-for-profit that had direct, it was a ministry, I guess, for lack of a better word, because I'm not sure if it was Christian or not, probably at least loosely Christian, that helped homeless people. And she talked about the difference between city homeless and suburban homeless. She said in the suburbs, because we always think of city homeless, I'm downtown right now saying this, and you got people, especially when it's hot like this, just rolling around on the street with no shirt on. I walked past a lady yesterday who was bent over, like those videos you see on fentanyl probably, where she was all just like bent over like zombie. And she was still standing, but her head was on the ground. And there was a guy standing next to her who was in better shape than her, but was clearly out of it too. And it's like, what do you do? But the suburban homeless, she said, these are usually people who are, you want to use the word unhoused, that would be here more, because they want to get back on their feet. They've probably made some bad life choices. I'm not, you know, saying, oh, it's all just hard luck. But they've gotten themselves into a situation that they want to get out of. Because a lot of the downtown people, they don't want to get out of it at all. So she said, where you really need to focus your resources is on the people who need or who want to get out of it. Now, you have to also help them make better choices a lot of times, because sometimes they're just wasting money on things they shouldn't, right? So that's where social work would come in and say, well, let's focus on people and be discerning. And yeah, you got to be discriminating in that sense to say, we're not going to help you if you are choosing to live a life of constant homelessness. And there are people that just travel around and they take advantage of government resources or even church resources. And they have no desire to get out of the situation that they're in. And not of them, all of them are just drug addicts. Some of them are perpetually homeless on purpose and they travel around like vagabonds. So you got to find people that want change. And that's a creative solution to me. It's kind of a loose one. But I came up with one. And I'm going to run it by you as I'm driving downtown St. Louis. And you can tell me whether you think this would work or not. I haven't run numbers on it or anything. But it's just an idea. I'm driving through downtown St. Louis. And I'm seeing all these businesses. So these buildings are empty. I see one every day that just drives me nuts. Because, well, actually, more than that, there's a few of them that are boarded up now that within the time I've been at 97.1, they were open, thriving businesses. So it's a combination of things. It's COVID policies in these stupid blue cities that have killed off their own businesses and everybody's moved elsewhere. And then they don't police their own crime. They don't prosecute crime. And these things are starting to turn around. But you still don't have mayors that are broadcasting, hey, we're going to be tough on crime. So you don't really have a lot of people wanting to invest in the city. And I'm not just talking about St. Louis. Really, you're talking about almost every major city other than D.C. right now, which is being heavily policed and crime is dropping rapidly. So my creative proposal is, and first you'd have to have a mayor who was interested in being harder on crime. That's going to happen in St. Louis because the mayor doesn't have anything to do with the police anymore. State does. So that's going to happen. So you'd have to have a mayor that is either unaffiliated with the police, like here with Kara Spencer now, or you'd have to have a mayor that was on board with policing crime harder. First, that's obvious. That's not my creative solution. My creative one is that the city comes up with a fund that is intended not necessarily to pull in businesses with TIF grants and all that stuff that you know gets really dicey, but a big city like St. Louis, I think, could afford to say, we will be your insurance. So we will insure you against any crime that happens. We will insure you against any like rioting that could potentially happen. People come by, they break your windows, or they, you know, crime happens in your parking lot. You won't be liable for it. There would be insurance from the city to come invest your private money here. Now, insurance itself is, it's not cheap, but it's not the biggest part of running a business. It's just that you'd have not only that off of your payroll, so the city would have to pay for that, but you'd also have the peace of mind that the city would be on it. They would be in your corner. Then that's huge, because the city would then have an incentive to also police crime more, because then they're on the hook for the insurance. And I get that the biggest criticism of this would be that you're spending more government money. You're a conservative, Ryan. Why would you want to expand the government? Well, I don't. It's just that the government in these blue areas has put itself in such a bad position that I'm trying to come up with real solutions, and this is just an idea. But I will push back on the notion that if you did this, it would cost too much money. Because if you're just focused on new business, bringing in new business, the cost of insurance, and maybe this is something the city actually takes on itself. We'll get to that in a second. But the cost of insurance and policing is offset by the fact that you have a new business coming in that's going to be paying taxes. So you actually probably have a net gain in this. The problem would be, and here's the catch to me, that I can't quite figure this one out, but maybe you can, that if the city decided to do this program where they insure the business that's coming in. What about the existing businesses? Would the existing businesses get anything? You know, they've weathered this storm. They've made it. What do they get out of it? Because they're going to raise hell over the fact that the government's doing this or there's a program for new business. But the problem is the government does this all the time. There's all kinds of like first time home buyer incentives and first time whatever incentives that's like, hey, I'm buying a home. Why do I not get an incentive? So they do that stuff all the time. So you could just say, well, that's just the way it is. And you could just do it. If you want to be fair, though, the way I think that it would have to happen is you'd say, okay, any business that's also weathered this, if you want to be really fair, you also get insurance. But here's how we're going to do it. We're not going to buy insurance. We're going to be your insurance. So if somebody breaks your window, we come and fix your window. If somebody lights your back porch on fire, we come and contract out replacing the porch. You know, they would actually be the insurance. They're a big enough entity. I think they could do it. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe it sounds stupid. Maybe somebody in the city would hear that or any city would hear that and go, yeah, that's dumb. But I don't know. I just like the idea of having creative ideas. Until somebody shoots it down, you go, okay, that's why you can't do it. Until then, I'm gonna blow that horn and see what happens. I don't know. Let me know what you think about that idea at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook too, and just sort of discuss, and maybe we can come back to this next week and I can shoot it down, or we can say, yeah, this was a great idea, and so-and-so got back to me from this city or whatever. Like, let me know at Radio Wiggins on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.